did you have a good time?
Yeah, and I asked your mom, do you like Chris's again? She said that's great.
And did she say what time you needed to be home?
She says Dad's a slacker and he's still at the store trying to buy our presents. She said that when he gets home, she's probably going to have to wrap her own presents for him because he's clueless. So she said I could stay with you longer, if that's okay.
Tommy, I would love that. So, you got any big plans for Christmas Day?
No, not much. Dad sits around and watches football. Mom sits at the table. Then Dad makes fun of Mom for bringing the ham. She gets upset, goes upstairs, and Dad doesn't talk for the rest of dinner. If you want, you can come.
Oh, well, we'll see.
If you want, you can come to my church tomorrow, too.
Oh, I don't know, Tommy. I haven't been to church in years, not since Mr. Ledford was alive and my son was living at home.
It ain't regular church. It's our Christmas musical. I'm the narrator this year.
Oh, well.
I can get you some good seats.
Well, now that sounds like an offer I can't refuse. Tommy, I'm very glad you came and visited me today.
Yeah, because that way you got some help making your cookies.
Well, yes, that. Because you reminded me how important it is to have friends.
And how important it is to be with people you care about during the holidays?
Well, I think I already knew that. You reminded me that you can be with people you care about even if they're not your relatives. And I'm glad that you are the one that I care about, that I got to spend this holiday with. Now, what do you say we make this place look a little more Christmassy?